As we approach Parshas Bereishis again for another year, so we have the very famous paragraph after the creation of the sixth day of Vayechulu. So Vayechulu plays an important role in halacha in two areas. One is during davening, and then again during Kiddush on Friday night. What we'd like to do this evening is to discuss just the davening on Friday night, and we'll save Vayechulu during Kiddush for another time, maybe next week, maybe next Parshas Bereishis. We'll see what happens, but we just want to focus tonight on the issues that pertain to reciting Vayechulu in the context of davening. So let's begin. It is a Gemara in Shabbos, that would make sense, on Kuf Yotes Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Amar Rava, V'itamer of Yehoshua ben Levi, Afilu Yachid HaMispalel Be'erev Shabbos. Now here, Erev Shabbos doesn't mean Erev Shabbos. It means on Friday night. A person who's davening on Friday night, Sarech Lomar Vayechulu, a person, they need to say Vayechulu. You need to say the paragraph of Vayechulu as it appears in the beginning of Bereishis. The Amar Rav Hanuna Kol Mispal Be'erev Shabbos Omer Vayechulu. Whoever davens on Friday night and says Vayechulu, Ma'alav Hakasuv. It is as if Kilu Nasa Shutof LaKadosh Baruch Hu. He becomes a partner with Hashem, the Ma'isa Bereishis, in the creation of the world. Shemar Vayechulu, Vayechulu Al Sikri Vayechulu, Al Sikri Vayechulu Ela Vayechulu. It doesn't mean, or the alternate reading of the pasuk is Vayechulu, that they, Hashem and this person, finish the creation of the world. And this is a hint in the Torah to the importance of saying this paragraph of Vayechulu at some point on Friday night. This is cited by the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Samech Ches Aleph as well to say Vayechulu in the context of Tefillah on davening on Friday night. The first place we see it is in davening, and then we repeat it later on after Shemoneh Esrei. We'll explain why in a moment. The Maharsha here wants to know what is so exciting about Vayechulu that's as if you are a shutta for the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Maharsha says that the world was created in order to bring kavod to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? A kol bara lechavodo, in to bring honor to Hashem. And if we don't recognize the creation of the world during Sheishis Mei Bereishis, then we're missing out on the whole purpose of the world. The whole purpose of the world is to recognize that Hashem made the world for us. And therefore, by testifying to the creation of the world on Friday night, so you are fulfilling the potential of Bias Olam. The whole purpose of being here is to talk about how Hashem put us here and created the world. So simply by mentioning that Hashem rested after 6 days, and there was a Shabbos, and Hashem created the world, that brings you into tandem with the whole purpose of creation. And therefore you become a partner with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because you are fulfilling the other part, which is Hashem being known through creation. We'll discuss other aspects of the importance of this later on. There are three opinions in the Rishonim, in the Gaonim as well, as to when we recite Vayechulu. Where should we recite this paragraph? So, Tosus on Pesachim Kuvav says that the original Takana was to say it in Shemoneh Esrei. That's enough, sufficient. The Avudraham says the Iker Takana was to say it after Shemoneh Esrei, like we do as well. And finally, Rav Haigon and the Tshuvas Hagonim and the Shari Shuvin Simon Kuvav says the Iker Takana was to recite it before Kiddush, which we do as well. We do all three. So we're machmer for all these three things. The Hagos Maimoni in the Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos and Parachaf test cites a Medrash. The Medrash says that you should say Vayechulu three times on Friday night to correspond to the three times that the word asher appears in the paragraph. Why is that significant? We'll see in a moment. But we have this unnamed Medrash. He doesn't bring a source of where this Medrash appears, but he has such a Medrash that anyway we say it three times because of some greater significance. So either because we want to fulfill all the Shitos, or because there's some statement in the Chazam saying that we need to say it three times regardless. The Prima Gadim here in the beginning of Reish Samech Ches explains as follows. He says that from the Gemara it seems that saying Vayechulu is a chova, right? You need to say Vayechulu, okay? And then he says that therefore we repeat Vayechulu after Shemoneh Esrei to make sure what? That those people who are unable to say during Shemoneh Esrei are able to say it with the Tzibur. So if you didn't know how to read Hebrew, at least you'll be able to say it later on with the rest of the congregation. And this is opposed to the weekday, right? Mariv is Rishus, right? Mariv, we don't have a Chazar Sashas at Mariv because Mariv is Rishus. And if the person comes to Mariv and didn't understand or didn't say Shemoneh Esrei, so it's okay, it's not the end of the world because it's only Rishus. But Vayechulu is repeated after Shemoneh Esrei because it's more, technically, seemingly, more important. It's a chova in order to say this paragraph of Vayechulu, and therefore it is repeated afterwards. Nevertheless, says the Prima Gadim, Umi Kol Makom, Im Lo Amru B'Tfila, If you don't say it, you forgot to say Baruch Hu in your Shmoneh Esrei. You didn't have a sitter, you blanked out, you missed that paragraph. Ein machzir noso, he says. You do not repeat you don't have to repeat your Shmoneh Esrei again to say Vayechulu if you leave it out, especially since you're going to say it again either in Kiddush, you're going to say it after davening, you'll have more than enough time to say Vayechulu. It is not ma'akev one's tefillah. This is cited by the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Aleph as well. The Chayadim qualifies the Kibbutz Gadim. This is important to remember. If you forget Vayechulu, and you didn't finish the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Shabbos, then you should go back and say Vayechulu. But if you're already past that point, says the Chayadam, so you're fine, you can move on. Rabbi Yamin Zilber, in his Ha'aros on the Chayadam, wonders why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote this very important point from the Chayadam, that you should go back before you finish the bracha, but he leaves it as a tzarachim. The Kaf HaChaim is another mahal. The Kaf HaChaim here writes that if you remember before it say, you can say Vayechulu there as well. If you remember after it say, then he has a big chomer, you should say Vayechulu two times after Shmoneh Esrei. Just say Vayechulu, and then say Vayechulu again. Because of what we just said, right? We said that according to the Medrash, there's in say Vayechulu three times. So in order to be Mekayim, this ending of saying it three times, so therefore you should say it twice if you forget it. Again, it's going to be highly unlikely that any of us here forget Vayechulu because we have a sitter and it's right there in the sitter. But if it happens, at least we'll know what to do going forward. The Kaf HaChaim also quotes the second half of the Gemara here that we have in Shabbos after the ellipses over here, where it says, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Mar Ukva, Kol HaMespal Be'er of Shabbos, Va'omer Vayechulu, whoever says Vayechulu Friday night, Shnei Malachi Asharis Hamalavim Lo La'adam, those two famous angels that escort you home from shul, Manichin Yadehem Arosho, they put their hands on your head, V'omim Lo, V'sar Avonecha V'chatasecha Tzuchupar, you have a kapara savono, some sort of mechila, some sort of ability to perform tshuva at that moment, by simply reciting the paragraph of Vayechulu. That's how important and great it is. Ask the Maharsha, okay, what's so special about Vayechulu? You should get Mechila Savono. So he says, a person who states their declaration that Hashem created the world, they're not lost from everything. The guy might have done other things, might not have been so great, but the person every single week who gets up and says, Hashem created the world, and Hashem is running the world, so that person still has a chance to do tshuva, and therefore it's an opportune time to have Mechila Savonos. The Kolbo says that Vayechulu, as we already noted, has the word Asher three times, and there's another paragraph in the Torah that has the word Asher three times, and that's the paragraph of Para Aduma. Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Chukah, says that Para Aduma is also Mechaper for one's Avonos as well, and therefore, says the Kolbo, the reason why seemingly, we would say it three times, and the idea of Mechilas Avonos is tied in as well together. That the three times by Par Aduma, the three times here in Vayechulu, connecting the two ideas together, and therefore Vayechulu again is an opportune time for Slicha V'Kapar before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, says the Kaf HaChaim, before you say Vayechulu, you should be Maharher B'Tshuva, think thoughts of performing Tshuva, and therefore you have a better chance of Mechilas Avonos. That's based on the Chida. Okay. Fine. In addition, as we'll see in a second, we know that there's an aspect of Eidus of testimony, and someone who's a Rasha is Pasal Eidus. And therefore, it's good to do tshuva before you testify before a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Abriyas Olam, because a Rasha is Pasal Eidus. The person serves as an aid at the wedding, the Masonic Rishon tells you to try to think a little bit of tshuva before you witness the wedding, because hopefully it'll help out a little bit. Next. Let's get to Vayechulu after davening. So that's Vayechulu in Shmoneh Esrei. Let's move on to Vayechulu after Shmoneh Esrei. So before we get to the technicalities of the standing and the saying out loud and the people and finding another person, that whole famous Shtickel Torah, let's just discuss what does a person do if they're in Shmoneh Esrei still, they have a longer Shmoneh Esrei, and the Tzibur is up to Vayechulu. And you know, you've heard already that it's very important to say Vayechulu with the Tzibur. So what do you do now? You're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So let's say you're up to your own Vayechulu in davening. You have a really long Shmoneh Esrei. So you are just up to Vayechulu, and the Tzibur is saying Vayechulu. So can you say your Vayechulu out loud in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei, and consider that as saying Vayechulu with the rest of the Tzibur? So Shlomo Zalman Arbach in the Halicha Shlomo, in Perek Yudalim, again in the Shulchan Shlomo, here in Simon Reish Samaches, so he says that when you say Vayechulu in your Shemoneh Esrei quietly, that counts as saying with the Tzibor. And therefore, you don't have to go and find somebody else later on to say it with in order to say it together with a larger congregation. Obviously, according to those opinions, you say you need three, so you'd probably want to repeat again after Shemoneh Esrei. But, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, that is sufficient to say your Vayechulu along with the Tzibor. It's bar as well in the Tila Kehilchasem, Perek Chafalach, and Simcha Chafei. And the Tzitzel Yezer in Chelk Yud Dalad, Sif Chaf Dalad, there in the Tshuvos says that no, not just should you say it quietly, you should also say it out loud. It's not a problem of saying your Shemoneh Esrei out loud. We know that Shemoneh Esrei is said Balachash. Tzfila is more Mehudar, is more beautiful when it's done Balachash. But says the Tzitzel Yezer, and also Dain Ehrenberg, the Dvar Yehoshua, and the Piskei Dvar Yehoshua, and Shabbos, Sidon Zion, he says that you should say it out loud. And it doesn't take away from the idea of saying tefillah quietly balachash, and certainly you should say it out loud, just like where we have a similar case, a person who is late to davening, and they're davening Shemoneh Esrei, and they time their Shemoneh Esrei to get up to Kedusha in their bracha of Atah Kadosh. So what do we say in that case? You're allowed to answer Kedusha. Why is that not a problem? Because you're up to that place already, and therefore it's not considered a hefsek. So says it to the others, this is the same thing over here. When you say your Vayechulu out loud, it's not a lack of tefillah balachash. You're simply engaging what the tzibur is doing, no different than Kedusha, and therefore it is certainly okay. I found one dissenting opinion with Meir Shtigel, writes in the Shomer Emerson or Chaim Chelik Beisim and Reish Anachas, that Vayechulu was not on the same level as Kedusha. Kedusha is Kedusha. It's a very important thing. Vayechulu is very nice, but it doesn't mean you have to ruin the hiddur of saying tefillah balachash quietly just so you can say Vayechulu aloud with Tzibor. He disagrees. That is not the consensus of most poskim. And certainly, if you do have that longer Shemoneh Esrei or you're late to davening, you should say your Vayechulu out loud or at least quietly along with the Tzibor. Yeah.
Can Shomer Kohana principle be applied?
Shomer Kohana, well, you might not have to do that. Meaning, Shomer Kohana is if
and then you say your own, and then you hear it, and which you're quietering. So you have two, and then you have the one right after Shemoneh Esrei.
But then you're not at the same time then.
Right, at the same time.
Then I guess you could rely on it. But you don't really have to, because you could just say your own afterwards. Okay. What about, which is more common, Elokai Nitzora? You're towards the end of your Shemoneh Esrei. Not such a longer Shemoneh Esrei. A little bit longer Shemoneh Esrei. You're in Elokai Nitzora now. And they're up to Vayechulu. So what do? You don't want to miss out on this important aspect of Tefillah. So Rav Mordechai Winkler was a Talmud of the Ksav Sofer, one of the leading Hungarian Rabbanim. So he writes in Levushei Mordechai, in Orachaim Tlisoi Chav Zayin Aleph, that you're allowed to say Vayechulu in Elokai Nitzora. Perfectly fine. And that would be appropriate because we generally paskin, unless like your father the Gra, that the first Yehilu Ratzon is the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Elokai Nitzora is just Tachinos and Bakashos before Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore in Elokai Nitzora you can say Vayechulu as well. This is also cited by Rameir Bransdorf in the Kanabos and the Chel Gimel Chav Zayin, and he cites that he heard in the name of Aral Roth, the Baal Shomer Amunim as well, that you could say Vayechulu during Elokai Nitzora, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Lichol Shlomo, in the same place in the Perek Yedalid, in Hey Tes, says as well, in Elokai Nitzora you are certainly allowed to say Vayechulu out loud with the Tzibur, if that's what they're up to. Again, this would not go according to the Gra, who says that you can't do anything until the last Yehilu Ratzon, which is right before Oseh Shalom. But according to most poskim, it would certainly be sufficient. Okay, now let's get to this idea of
supper's
how Vayechulu is said.
What? Supper's over already.
What?
Friday night. We got this far.
So let's get now to how it's said.
Where's the in-between case? When you're saying it and they're saying it,
yeah.
Elokai Mitzar, you just finished mode and they're saying it. What do you do?
So you should just continue.
Okay.
You're not going to benefit anything by it, so just continue. Okay. Derech Amira, how is it going to be said? It has to be said in a certain way. We've heard things about this before, so what exactly is going on? So we mentioned the Medrash has to be said three times Friday night, so now we're going to say it for the second time in order to be Yotzei the Shita. So let's give the reasons. Tosos Imsachim Kuvvav writes on Amud Aleph, and the Mordechai also Msachim, here on the sheet that we have, he says as follows. He says, Uma Shinoha Gulomar Vayechulu B'kol Ram. Now which we say Vayechulu again out loud, Achar Tzila, Acha Pi Shekvar Amruha B'tzila, even though we already said it on Shemoneh Esrei, Hanu Mishum De Hoil V'ika Yantif Shechal Yisru Shabbos. Shema, there's going to be a Yantif that falls on Shabbos. Are you going to say Vayechulu in your Shmoneh Esrei? No, there's no Vayechulu in Yom Tov Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, what are you going to do? You're going to miss out on Vayechulu. Oh, but it's still Shabbos. So how are you going to ensure that we reach this great level of declaring Hashem's creation of the world? So we say it afterwards. And in order to make sure that we do it on Yom Tov, we don't forget about it. It was before the age of art scroll. So what you're going to do is, you're going to say it every week just to be careful in case of a Yom Tov. Shetzorach la'omram, achar tfila, shaharei lo amru b'tfilam, ala ata b'chartanu. You only said ata b'chartanu. Hashta nami delo have Yom Tov de omer v'yachulu b'tfilam. Mikomachem, low plug, it's a low plug. The rabbis make a general rule that we don't make any exceptions for. We have a few of those. But yomaro so la'achar tfila, you say it after the davening. Umashanu amdina noso. Be'umad b'kol ram. Why is it that we stand when we say v'yachulu? And we say it out loud. Why are we so careful about this? This is the first mentioning we have this concept. We have it in the Torah as well, as we'll see later on. But the Mordechai writes, we're giving a testimony that a Kadosh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos. The Pasuk tells us when you give testimony, you stand. From a high timer, could depreciate the low plug, Rabbanan, and he goes on to explain the reason as well. So we stand, we say it out loud, because when you give edus, you say it out loud, and you stand. And we're giving testimony to Hashem's creation in the world, and therefore, says the Mordechai, that's what we do. That's reason number two.
Don't you sit for edus?
For what? For edus.
For giving edus.
Yeah.
So just stand.
We stand. Yeah. So we're giving edus to Kadosh Baruch Hu.
The principle is you always stand when you give Eidos.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you always stand. To Gemara and Shulah, Saf Lamed, you always stand when you give Eidos.
Okay.
That's reason number one. Reason number two is to be motzi those people that didn't know how to say it. That's why we would say it again. And reason number three is from the Tolas Yaakov, who I think is the father of the Shla. So the Tolas Yaakov writes that there are 35 words in Vayechulu, and 35 and 35 is 70, which is an important number, LP Kabbalah, and therefore repeat it again in order to match that number. We're not going to spend any more time on that idea. But the Mordechai stresses that when it's repeated, it should be done out loud and standing. And we're giving edus. This is all cited by the Shulchan Aruch and Reish HaMeches, Zion. And this is what we do. We stand out loud and we say Vayechulu. There is a minhag of the Yemenites where they say Vayera Vayiboker quietly before they say Vayechulu, just like we do before Kiddush. But I only think the Yemenite community does that. So that's not something else to discuss over there. Can you lean when you're standing for Vayechulu, right? So you're standing for Vayechulu. We know that in Halacha, generally, leaning is not considered standing. If you need to stand for something, it's not sufficient to lean if you lean in a way that if the person were to pull away that object, then you would fall. Okay? So the Rivvos Ephraim, Rivvos Ephraim Gliber, wants to know in Chelik Dal, Tzavi Zayin, Pei Zayin, if you can lean on something with Vayechulu, how seriously do we take this idea that we're standing for the purpose of Aegis? So he writes as follows. He says that generally when it comes to tefillah, you need to stand. He says, however, he looked in the sefer of Chanoch Henech Karelenstein. Chanoch Henech Karelenstein wrote a number of svarim. He wrote a popular series on the Moedim called the Kuntres B'Inyanei, whatever that holiday is. Rachman al-Tzani passed away at a very young age of 42. He was a very big Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. So he wrote a parish on the Rambam called the Chok HaMelech. So he writes there in the end of Hilchos Brachos that since this is not simply tefillah, but it's a form of edus. And when it comes to edus, according to many opinions, you're allowed to lean on something when you give edus. And therefore, he says, you'd be allowed to stand over here. If it was a din in tefillah, then you wouldn't be allowed to lean. But since it's a din in edus, you are allowed to lean. Because the Shulchan Aruch writes in Choshen Mishpat Simen Yud Zayin, there are some opinions who say you are allowed to lean. And therefore, in this case, we can be lenient and allow a person to lean when it comes to Vayechulu. The tour here in Reish Samaches, so he makes a drush on the pasuk Damdushne Anashim that the Edom give testimony together, and therefore it should be b'yachad. This is the opinion of the tour that you need to say Vayechulu together with the tzibur, and this is cited by the Magen Avraham here in Reish Samaches Yud b'pnei shehaedim tzrichim lahed b'yachad umumad l'fichach tzarech shiyamdu. Okay, you have to stand when you give the edus. Then he has a question though. Says the Magen Avraham, I don't think it's so correct, because in Choshen Mishpat, Chaf Ches, there it says that the Edom testify on their own. if we're performing an act of Eidus, so how come we should go around the shul? This person says Vayechulu, and this person says Vayechulu, and this person says Vayechulu, because that's how it works in Basin. Each person testifies on their own, if we're actually giving Eidus. The Eidim don't walk in and scream everything together. How are you supposed to figure out the case if everyone's talking at the same time? So he cites the Pshita of the Sma, there in Simon Chafes, who says that after each aid testifies together, they come back and they give the aids together at the same time. So says the Magen Avraham, sure, this is what we're relying on, and that's why it's a form of aids. And he says the idea of saying Vayechulu as a group is brought by the Mishabru and Sifkat Miyates, and the Bir Halacha there in Dibra Maslam Umud, all holding this idea, which is the great minhag to say Vayechulu together as a tzibur. The Prima Gadim in Sifkat and Hay goes even further. He says that it ideally should be said with 10 people. That's the best, because to Davrish, it's a the Nikdash Libasof B'nai Yisrael, that you should be amongst B'nai Yisrael, and the greater form of giving this testimony is with a minion. So not just with another person, but with the whole minion is the greatest chizur. This is by the side by the Bir Halacha, and then the Bir Halacha writes a tremendous chiddush, which we'll discuss in a moment, that you should, it's better to speed up your Shmoneh Esrei on Friday night to ensure that you can say Vayechulu with the minion. That's how important it is.
That's why I've been davening fast.
That all this, now we understand why. Shema for the rest of the week, you might forget. So that's why we daven fast. So this is a tremendous chiddush here from the Prima Gadol and the Bir Halacha. We know that it's a hizur in tefillah to say it slowly and carefully. And the Bir Halacha is saying you should speed up your Shmoneh Esrei in order to say Vayechulu with the tzibur.
So Eidus trumps tefillah.
Seemingly, the Gemara takes this very seriously, this whole concept. This is what the Bir Halacha says. The Taz writes... Says the Taz in Sifkat and Hay that someone davening alone should not say Vayechulu at all. That's how far he takes this idea. That you should just skip Vayechulu after Shmoneh Esrei, because you're not saying it with this form of Aegis alone. The Yachud, who doesn't want to say Vayechulu, says the Taz, you should say it with Kavana, that it's not Aegis. You should say Vayechulu saying, I'm not testifying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which just looks bad. Because then you're saying Vayechulu saying, I don't believe that Hashem created the world. It's an interesting dynamic here. But it's not the Shem Aegis, he says. The Eliyahu Rav in Sif question, that Yadal disagrees and says, no, say it afterwards. It's not the end of the deal, and it's not the biggest deal, it's perfectly fine. And the Mishabura, there in Sifkat and Yates, has a compromise. The Mishabura says you should say Vayechulu, but say it Bederech Kriyas HaTorah. Like you're learning Torah. I'm saying Vayechulu because I'm learning up the Parsha, not because it's a form of tefillah or testimony. This is the compromise of the Mishabura. However, not everyone agrees. The Bir Halacha, the Prima Gadol, the Taz, the Mishabura, and here the Chazon Ish steps in. Now the Chazon Ish does something, and he does quite often, is where the Chazon Ish wants to disagree with all those people who came before him, but he doesn't want to say it, so he just puts it on the Mishabura. Because everything he's about to attack the Mishabura about, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, everyone, and the Prima Gadol all said before him. But the Chazon Ish doesn't want to attack them, so he just puts it on the Chafetz Chaim, and there he's okay disagreeing with, and this is what he does over here. So says the Chazon Ish here in Or HaChaim, Siman Lamed Ches Sif Yud. Look what he says. He quotes the Tur in Siman Reish Samech Ches, Yesh Omim Shenagu Lomar Oso B'Kol Ram, Uma Umud, standing near the Lahai Svara Ein Sarech Latam, Shukasa Vatosa Saharash Shenagu Laomro Achar Tzvila, that's why we repeat it afterwards, Mishum Shabbos Shoyantif, Ela Omron Oso Kol Etzibur Yachad, B'Kol Ram, we say it all together, V'zeu Ke'ilu Machrizun Me'idim, B'fnei Kol Ba'yolam, right again, this is the Chazon Ish's first point. The Chazon Ish says that the reason why we say it out loud has nothing to do with Eidus. The reason is because of Pirsum Anisa. So that's his first point. The idea of saying Vayechulu again has nothing to do with testifying or anything like that. It's Pirsum Anisa. Hashem created the world. It's a pretty big miracle. And therefore, we say it berab in order to publicize the miracle. V'chein kol ram u'mu'ab, we stand, we say it out loud, because that's going to be the best pursuit in Isa. V'lo kasha masha hiksha Magen Avraham din edus tein sarach yachad, right, the Magen Avraham said, how do you give edus together? Teicha lo min kara milsa ela yachad. The whole thing has nothing to do with edus. That's where the Magen Avraham's question falls away. It's about saying it together to publicize the miracle. V'nira d'latam ze ein hayachid kofel v'yachulu. Therefore, there's no reason why any individual should ever have to repeat v'yachulu if it doesn't say with the tzibur. D'b'yachid leikarak kol ram, d'b'shibetfila avar v'lachash. Because by yachad, there's no inyan to say it out loud. You already said it in your tefillah. U'mishum ze l'chud efshar de'ein tzarech l'kpol. There's no reason to repeat it. U'latam hatosas v'harash efshar de'gam hayachid kofel. Maybe according to Tosfos and Rashi, you should repeat it. Kim to Shabbos shal yantif. Right, if you have a Shabbos and a yantif, omru achar atzvilo mihu b'Shabbos shal yantif, af hayachad omru mishum shu chov. And on a Shabbos and a yantif, even an individual would say it. So according to that reason, says the Chazon Ish, maybe you would repeat it. Right? I feel yachad amispal be'er Shabbos, tzorachom rav yachu, shezek kolol amirasa b'tzvilo kol, Shabbosu sashana, the whole Shabbos, fine. V'hine, yachad amispal. An individual who is davening, or someone who's behind the rest of the tzibur. Maybe you should say it again by yourself after davening, according to Tosfos in the Rush. You don't have to scream out vayichulu in the middle of shul. We find nobody else telling you that the individual who repeats it needs to stand and say it out loud. We shouldn't make up new things. You're also going to say vayichulu at home. There's enough opportunities to say vayichulu, says the Chazon Ish. We don't need to get all bent out of shape. And nearer, he says, you should not go. There's no hider in finding that second person. Right? I have the guys walking around shul. Can I say vayichulu with you? Says the Chazon Ish. Why? There's no hider. We find nowhere in the poskim that there's a hider to go find another person. And it looks like you're turning this thing to an aspect of Eidus, which is incorrect, says the Chazon Ish. Okay? Then he continues, the Taz says, Yachid shouldn't say Vayichulu alone, to lo shayach Eidus b'yachid, v'hadvarim t'muim. But what bewildering words from the Taz that you can't say vayichulu because you need to have another person. Devada gam yachid omer v'tfila la'achar atfila. Certainly, an individual should say it b'shavu shayantif. V'yesh lo ma'ilu shomru chachamim ki'ilu meid al kadosh baruch hu shebalamo. Of course, you should say it. It's important to talk about a kadosh baruch hu creating the world. Ela dehine habis pala kvar kaima mitzvah. V'lo shayich l'kfal ha'mitzvah. Miu kevin shenago kevin mishum yantif. Again, you should say it because this inyan of yantif. And now which the Mishnah Berurah says, L'maher ha'tfila, k'dei sheyomar v'yechulim ha'tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah says you should have a faster davening, so you should say with the tzibur, tzarech iyan, t'kevan t'ikr ma'ilas v'yechulu hu yotze b'tfila sheomer im ha'tzibur. V'ino ela hider. He's a saying with the tzibur is a hider of Pirsu Manisa, right? Ba'alma, it's a hider ba'alma. Acher hatzil v'lo huskar b'gemara. Nowhere it says in the Gemara you need to speed up your davening to be say with the tzibur. U'mailas hamach b'tzilaso. But the mail of someone who has a longer davening and says davening carefully every single word. So nisbar b'gemara in roi l'katzer b'shvil zeh. Says the Chazon Ish. They're going to take away from a mail that's mentioned in the Gemara to have a nice long quiet from Esrei in order to come up with a hider that we don't find anywhere in Chazal. So you could say it with someone. Says the Chazon Ish. Impossible. And he disagrees very strongly with the Chafetz Chaim here in the Mishnah Berurah and the Eliyahu Rabba. In addition, not just the Chazon Ish, but Rav Benson, Abba Shaul, and the Or LeZion, in Chelek Beis, Yud Tes Dalad, and the Kloisenberger Rebbe. It's brought in the Halichos Chaim and Kabbalah Shabbos of Zion, say that there's no issue at all with saying Vayichulu alone. Don't quicken your Shemoneh Esrei. And these poskim disagree with the Mishnah Berurah and the other Achronim. Also regarding the Shita of the Chazon Ish, there's a series of Svarim called the Maisei Ish. It's a collection of ideas brought in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, brought in the name of the Chazon Ish. So in Chelek Dalad on page Kuf Chaf Aleph, so they say the name of Nachum Rogosnitsky, who asked the Chazon Ish whether there's no need to have another person to say Vayichulu, or whether it's Usser. Right? What did the Chazon Ish say? He said there's Ein Hider. There's no Hider. The Ein Lahader Acher Shnayim. Ein l'hader achar shnayim. What does that sound like? You shouldn't do it, or there's no inyan to do it. So the Chazon Ish said,
there's no additional beauty to do
so it. So the Chazon Ish said, im ein sarach as asar. If you don't have to do it, then it's asar. This is b'shem the Chazon Ish. What could be what the Chazon Ish is saying is to go and to make things up, but there's no hider. is not the proper perspective. So they said that Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that the Chazanish told him that he should be noach like everybody else, and he should go find another person to say it together with somebody else. And in the Mais Ish Chelek Zion, Amish Kuf Mem Hei, it says the name of Elazar Taritzkin, that he had a Kabbalah, that the Chazanish retracted this psak later on in life. Those types of things are hard to rely on in most cases. So we'll stick with the Chazanish who disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. Let's just finish up with two other points. The first is the Pesach HaDvir in Sifkat and Zion discusses women saying Vayichulu. So there's a whole Shtikl Torah. He quotes from the Beis Menuchah who says that women shouldn't say it because women are Pasul Eidos, and therefore women shouldn't say Vayichulu. So says the Pesach HaDvir. How could that be? If they're Pasul Eidos and saying Vayichulu, so that means if a woman is saying Vayichulu in Shul at the same time as a man, so then that should pass everybody else's Eidos. Because it's a karv apostle, it ruins the testimony for everybody else. If you give testimony and somebody else also giving testimony in their apostle Eidos, it ruins the testimony of the whole seaboard. So according to that reasoning, says the Pesach HaDvir, so women shouldn't be allowed to say it along with men, because it's going to ruin it. And if you take it a step further, then a katan, a child shouldn't be allowed to say Vayichulu as well, because he's apostle Eidos. And if you say that, and if the katan says Vayichulu along with the rest of the men in the shul, so that's going to make the whole thing apostle Eidos. Says the Pesach HaDvir, it's very fancy Shtikl Torah, but we haven't heard of such a thing, and there's no reason that a woman shouldn't say it, or a child shouldn't say it, and everyone can say Vayichulu.
No, relatives. Like, I
can't be in a okay, relatives as well. Your brother's visiting you on Shabbos, so you can't say Vayichulu together.
Just follow Chazarinish, because he says it's not, has nothing to do with Eidos.
Okay, so that father says so.
And I'm not going to tell my wife she can't say it. So, well, you can tell her, okay?
Another shir. So the last thing about is the importance of not speaking between Shemoneh Esrei and Vayichulu itself. Very strong words from the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim writes in Siman Nun Ches that a tzaddik once appeared to someone in a dream, and the face of the tzaddik was all green and disgusting. So the guy asked the tzaddik, "What happened to your face?" So the guy said, he gave one reason about cutting nails and disposing of nails properly, and then the other reason he says is because I spoke during Vayichulu, and I'm being punished in Shemayim, and this is the way I appear in the Olam Emes. And this is cited by the Tur in Reish Samech Ches. It's by the Taz and Sifkat and Tes and the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Chavav as well. No speaking between Shemoneh Esrei Vayichulu and during Vayichulu itself. The punishment is very significant in Shemayim. I just want to quote, just to finish off, with two very beautiful ideas regarding the significance of Vayichulu. The first is from Rav Asher Weiss. He published a Zmiros for Shabbos, I think after one of his kids got married. He published a Zmiros for Shabbos with his Aros. So he writes there in Vayichulu that the Gemara in Bracha says in Daf Nun Hey that Bezalel knew all the combinations of the letters that were used to create the world, and he used that in creating the Mishkan. So says Rav Asher Weiss, we see the connection between the Mishkan and Shabbos and the creation of the world, that the same letters and the same deep secrets and the same ideas appear to carry over between these different areas. This is the connection, he says, between the 39 Malachos of Shabbos and the 39 Malachos of the Mishkan. And then he quotes the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Bereishis Beis Gimel, who says that a Kadosh Baruch who created the world in 6 days, and each week the world is recreated again from the Kedusha of that previous Shabbos. The Kedusha of that Shabbos we just observed goes into the week, and from that Koach, the world is created once again. And he says, this is Pshat in Ki Sheish Yisomim Asah Hashem Asah Shomim V'Saretz. Hashem made the world in 6 days. That was it. But every Shabbos, and so that Shabbos is what keeps the next 6 days going. So says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And therefore he says that someone who is Shomer Shabbos is a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating the world. Because the Kedusha that you infuse to that Shabbos goes into the rest of the week. And therefore that's why the person who says Vayichulu and takes the messages of Shabbos seriously is a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation of the world. Because you infuse your Shabbos with Kedusha, and that spilled over into the rest of the week. Rav Karelenstein, we quoted before, writes in his Kuntres Eitzus Lezakus Bedin B'Yom Norayim, advice in order to be successful in Yom Norayim. So he writes there in page Yud Aleph that our purpose in the world is to make Hashem known throughout the world. And the Ramban writes in Parshas Bo that the purpose of the mitzvos are to spread emunah in a Kadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world. And if a person does spread emunah in Hashem and belief in Hashem, so that is completing the purpose of creation, to spread the emunah and strong belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes the Baal HaTurim, who writes in Brachus that a person who says Yehi Shmei Rabbah with full kavana is also a partner with Hashem in creating the world, just like we said in the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yates. And therefore we see that spreading knowledge about HaKadosh Baruch Hu by reciting by Chulu, like the Chazon Ish is saying, it's a Dinim Pirsum and Isa, by spreading the word that Hashem is the creator of the world, so that person is a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Sure, yeah.